On Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive, today we take a look at some of the budget format changes that have happened so far. On the 1st of February, India's Minister of Finance, Arun Jaitley, will present the 2018 budget to the Parliament. This year's finance bill is expected to be the Modi government's last major economic plan before the watershed general elections of 2019. Many veterans of administration have stated that this government has the knack of doing things rather differently. The budget has been no exception. Arun Jaitley ducked tradition when he presented the budget on the 1st of February instead of the last day of February last year. He has also merged the railway budget with a general budget, bringing to a close a 92-year-old tradition of a separate budget for the Indian Railways. The budget or finance bill is the most comprehensive report of government finances. The government submits to Parliament a report of their revenues and expenses undertaken during the financial year. It also contains budget estimates for the upcoming fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance, along with the Niti Aayog and the Controller and Auditor General of India, or the CAG, are the key players in budget preparation. The first Indian budget was presented in 1860 by a finance member of the India Council under the British Viceroy in India. James Wilson, a Scot, was a founder of the Economist Weekly and the Standard Chartered Bank. Over time, the budget has taken on new traditions. Finance ministers over the decades have added their distinctive flourishes. India has had 35 finance ministers, including Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi, who doubled up as finance minister, Manmohan Singh, Yashwant Sinha and Jaswant Singh. Independent India's first finance minister, industrialist Shanmugam Chetty, who was also the Diwan of the Cochin State and constitutional advisor to the Chamber of Princes, presented India's budget on November 26, 1947. The Union Budget used to be a thick document, the contents in both English and Hindi. That gave way to separate versions and a slimmer document. The documents that accompany the budget, apart from the minister's speech, were in white for decades. Eventually, the expenditure budget, the receipts budget, the financial statement, memorandum, and associated documents were all marked in different colors, red, orange, blue, making the job easier for those looking for information specifically on a particular aspect of the budget. Earlier, the railway budget was presented separately from the rest of the general budget. The merging of the railway budget with the Government of India's budget was an annual discussion, but nothing was done for years. A separate railway budget was also based in convention. Following the recommendations of a committee headed by Sir William Ackworth, the chairman of the Eastern Railway back when the Brits ruled India. The committee back then claimed that the railways was a commercial organization that did its own thing and hence needed a separate budget. This was done in 1924 and survived 90 years. This tradition was abandoned by Jaitley in 2016. The railway budget, which never did have any constitutional or legal requirement, was phased out. Apparently, railway reforms of any sort in India are as slow as the trains. Other important structural changes were made to the budget speech in 2017. The distinction between plan and non-plan expenditure was removed. Also, with GST, the budget speech will see some more changes. The speech has two parts, that's Part A and B. Part A usually contains allocations to different sectors and schemes, while Part B contains tax proposals, both direct and indirect. GST has subsumed more than 12 different taxes, including VAT and excise duty. And this will mean that Part B of the budget speech will be fairly shorter than earlier. Unless, of course, the government wants to tom-tom the GST.